We have a system in place that monitors surveillance for all infectious diseases. It is through this surveillance committee that we were able to detect, we were able to confirm, and we were able to treat and respond adequately to the cases that we have now confirmed. We have strengthened this system to include chikungunya surveillance, as mentioned before, since chikungunya is new to us. And in so doing, what we have done is that we have prepared a manual for healthcare personnel from the surveillance committee that will guide us in managing the disease. We have also consulted with key stakeholders, which are the lab, the surveillance officer, vector control unit, etc. We will continue to detect in a timely manner cases of the virus, as early detection will allow us for a proper response and characterization of the outbreak and identification of the viral strains that are circulating.
Chikungunya generally presents with fever, severe joint pain, muscular pain, headache, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, and rash. What is generally known as a maculopapular rash. Now, as I've just said, there are a number of symptoms. I know in these conditions, anybody who has a fever may start thinking that, do I have chikungunya or not? At the same time, one does not have to have all these symptoms for us to suspect chikungunya. But the joint pain is a characteristic. So in most cases, just fever without pains, although you may be concerned, but most likely it may not be chikungunya.